Some of the biggest stressors for families are financial challenges. When your financial house is in order, then the rest of your life falls into place with less hassle. For most of us, financial planning was not a part of our high school or college curriculum. Ditto for balancing a checkbook or concentrating on 401k or emergency expenditures. No balance in your financial issues can mean no balance in other life areas, too. Unfortunately, money controls much of our thought patterns, time, and worries. Figure out your spending habits. Learn about your financial patterns before talking about money with your partner. You can make improvements in your spending habits. And you can do that whether you're frugal or a spendthrift. The spendthrift. If you have no knowledge of where money comes from or how to manage it, you'll find that money will manage you. Spending more than you earn is never a good scenario. Sit down with your finances. Figure out what's coming in, what's going out. And keep the difference for yourself as spendable income. It's really that simple. Living above your means is something that you do not want to do, ever. Living above your means is never a win-win situation. The frugal financier. If you hate to part with pennies and dimes, you'll have strained money dealings with most everyone. No one is going to put up with someone who's being a tightwad, even for fun. Get together with your financial partner. It's very important to get together with your financial partner. Put your differences to work for you instead of against you. Let's say you are frugal and your partner is a spendthrift. Come up with great and innovative ways to meet somewhere in the middle. Compromise is an important part of a relationship. And what better way to incorporate that tool than to use it in your financial life?